And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian drones struck wealthy districts of Moscow on Tuesday, Russia said, in what one politician called the most dangerous attack on the capital since World War II, while Kyiv was also hit from the air for the third time in 24 hours. Aerial strikes on targets far from the front have intensified amid a stalemate on the ground, with Russian forces entrenched along an extended line in Ukraine's east and south. If Ukraine was responsible for Tuesday's drone attack on Moscow, it should not expect a public endorsement from the U.S. government. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Russia is claiming it shot down 8 Ukrainian drones that were part of what it calls a terrorist attack on Moscow early Tuesday. Asked whether the United States welcomes such operations, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre replied,
"We do not support attacks inside of Russia, period. We've been very clear about that. That's been a general matter that you have heard from us over and over again this past several months."
The press secretary added the U.S. government is still gathering facts about the attack and does not have carried it out. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Sudan's army chief, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, appeared in a video released on Tuesday greeting soldiers and delivering a speech. He tells them the army had agreed to a ceasefire extension to ease citizens' access to services. Quote, "We still have not used maximum force," he tells the cheering soldiers, "but we'll be forced to do so if the enemy does not obey or listen to the voice of reason." Find more on our website, voanews.com.